We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Next all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Game 3 is in the books. Not the way we wanted it to go, but it started the way we wanted it to go. Elfrid Payton starting on the bench. Derrick Rose, Taj Gibson getting the start. Nerlens Noel coming off the bench. Energy was high amongst the fan base. Energy was actually pretty high in the game. Back and forth. Really weird start, though. We had some technical difficulties in State Farm Arena. I thought, like a good neighbor, State Farm is that's neither here nor there. Rough start. And it just continued to get worse as the game went on and the Hawks found their touch. Shot after shot. Was it the defense? Was it their offense? We'll talk about that tonight.
Just smiling, trying to, you know, put a positive spin on this game. You know, it's very, very frustrating being that, you know, we had some momentum with game two's win and we invaded that arena with a bunch of Knicks fans, CPs out there. And, tough loss. I'm sure many of us are going to have very similar takes on tonight's game, being that a lot of what transpired is very obvious to many of us that saw the game with some duds from some specific players that I'm sure we'll get to. But like you said, it was a weird game the way the game started. I thought we were going to, you know, have to weather the storm, being that Atlanta was going to be very pumped. You saw what Trae Young said at the end of game two. You saw Reggie Bullock's tweet. Everybody was so excited. And we managed to survive the first quarter. You know, we were up two after one. Yeah. And I thought, okay, you know, maybe we have something here. Even, you know, RJ struggled there in the first quarter. Yeah. We weren't hitting shots. Randle got off to another slow start. And still, we were up two. So I felt good going into the second quarter. And then from there, everything derailed. And it caught up to us, you know, not having, you know, Randle and RJ step up to the plate, you know, through the duration of the game, caught up to us. And, you know, we took a tough loss, and now we have to prepare for game four.
Facts. And like you said, we're going to hear it all night on the phones. I'm 100% sure we're going to hear the finger pointing and, you know, this person, that person. And, you know, it's not all wrong. Like you mentioned, RJ Barrett, we're definitely going to be talking about Julius Randle. But, you know, the big change, like I mentioned at the top, was we finally made the starting lineup shift that everybody wanted. And not only did we just get Derrick Rose, we also got Taj Gibson, who both of them played really well to close out that second half in the last game, in game two. So the combination there, you just knew Tom Thibodeau was going to go with his guys. And I think that was the right move. A lot of people are a little bit worried, saying that with taking Derrick Rose out of the second unit, that hurt the second unit. But arguably, I feel like the second unit did okay. But, you know, it was just overall just a weird, ugly game. It felt like I said, we're all going to sit here and talk and complain and sound as if we got beat by 40, and it should feel that way because it's still a playoff game, and we're now down 2-1 in the game in the series where we had home court advantage, so it's going to feel like a lot. But having the situation that we had where R.J. Barrett couldn't get it together, Julius Randle was trying his best but could not find the damn net, and to only lose this game by 11, like I said, there's some wishful thinking in that hopefully some people will see. But, you know, Alec Burks wasn't the heroics, haven't showed up since game one. You know, Nerlens Noel was getting beat up all over the court, and you can tell he's just not 100%. There's a lot of things that we can mention in today's game, but we'll get to all of that as we get to the phones here shortly. But specifically, I do want to talk about Derrick Rose. I want to hear your thoughts on Derrick Rose starting and just pretty much, unfortunately, a wasted, amazing performance from Derrick Rose in this game.
I mean, I'm hoping the team, his teammates, you know, look at that performance, mm-hmm. and I hope that, you know, they learn something out of that in terms of perseverance and showing up, right. You know, and playing in the big moment, not allowing the moment to get to them. And I hope that inspires them for game four, because at the end of the day, we're going to need to bounce back if we're going to go to the Garden, you know, 2-2. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's adding to what has been an amazing story this year. He was very close to winning Sixth Man of the Year. Jordan Clarkson deservedly won the award. You know, I thought he would play well on the road during the season. He shot 31% from three at home, 44% from three on the road. And I had mentioned that in order for us to win, you know, to make any playoff noise, we're going to need to win road games. And now that we're down 2-1, we're going to need to win one in Atlanta at least to win this series, it looks like. And he went 3 of 5 today from three, 13 of 21, 30 points, five assists, six rebounds, played 39 minutes. You know, it's a concern to all of us, but he did mention on his post game after game two that, you know, he understands that many are concerned about the minutes that he may play, but he has worked extensively in preparing for this moment. So, is that a player saying that because he just has to because he's going to play minutes, or has there been some true work behind that? Well, mm-hmm. if you look at the performance today, right, and then you look at the performance last game, it's trending more towards he's prepared for this moment. He's actually worked hard to have the endurance and you know, and have the strength to withstand this many minutes. And listen, we're going to need more of it.
that's
the other side to it, CK, is it's been great to this point, mm-hmm. but unfortunately it looks like we're going to need 38-39 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, and we're going to need another performance like this, because at this point now we don't know when Randall is going to show up. We don't know when RJ is going to decide to hit shots.
Yeah.
You're not pretty sure what you're going to get from Reggie Bullock game to game. Mm-hmm. And then you have the rookies who are going through this for the first time. So, you know, he's adding to an amazing story. And at the end of the day, we're also going to need more of it too.
Yeah. You know, another thing that I found disappointing, I felt like for the first time in a long time, even though the officiating tonight was kind of wonky in my opinion, both ways, not even just for us, for the first time in a long time, we held the differential in free throws. You know, they, especially after seeing how last game went with the free throw differential, we took a total of 30 free throws to their, what, 8 for the game?
Plus 22.
Isn't that crazy? And still lost this game by 11 points. And that just showed how, and we could talk about the percentages from the field, because that was probably the bigger thing. They just showed how weird this game was, because you don't often see that in the NBA. I'm not trying to make excuses for the referees. That's just us just not playing well. You know, I said it many times. I said that after game one, you saw us make that adjustment in the second half of the last game. But, you know, for me, the offense was ugly. I think we all gonna agree with that. But for me, I feel like this team, for whatever reason, it's like they don't know how to play out of order. If their defense isn't there one night, it's not like, all right, well, we can still play offense. No. If the defense is not there, then they're just – they don't know what to do offensively. I don't know how the two connect in their minds, but until the defense clicks, then the offense clicks. And tonight it felt like the Knicks never really clicked consistently on the defensive end. I felt like we were seeing way too many instances where either somebody was wide open from the three-point line or Capella, John Collins, or even sometimes DeAndre Hunter was wide open on the baseline for an easy open put-back dunk. I felt like it was one of the two was happening all night consistently because we were overloading. Like I guess people were or were calling for that. I feel like it's been necessary. I feel like we've shown our defense is strong enough to, you know, stay on man-to-man with our guys or with the other team's guys. But I feel like, you know, we got a little too aggressive. We overloaded to the point where Trae Young and their amazing ball movement, that's a test to Nate McMillan, they exposed us in the corners getting open threes and exposed us on the baseline getting open dunks. So we're going to let the free throw thing go aside unless you want to mention that. But what's your thoughts on that? Do you feel like this was just an overall offense, just the offense wasn't working for us tonight? Hopefully it turns around. Or do you agree that the defense was definitely the main issue in tonight's game and then leading into the offense?
I mean, it was definitely, you know, breaking down – this is going to be the trend, CK. We're going to use the word weird a lot tonight because like, right, like – okay, so the Hawks shoot almost 52% from the field. Mm. They shoot 59% from three. I give you those percentage. You're probably saying, did they score 130 points?
Right.
They scored 105.
Right.
Right? They made 16 threes.
Right.
They scored 105. And it's a strange game to break down. But at the end of the day, when you allow a team to shoot those percentages, the end number of the score becomes irrelevant, because then you say, okay, well, if we get the performances we need from Julius Randle and RJ, you know, then you allow a team to shoot that percentage, you're still most likely may not win the game. Right. It's not a recipe for winning. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if, you know, it's getting to a point now with three games where maybe some of your teammates are feeling pressure because your best players are not coming through. Mm. So you know how, you know, the tale of the NBA is everybody says you play defense, it sets up your offense, but is it getting to a point now where our offense is just, we're going through too many dry spells, we're going through too many of these long 4 or 5 minute runs where we just look discombobulated? You start to wonder if some of, you know, the teammates of Julius Randle, for example, you know, it becomes a burden, not only physically but mentally, you know, to stay disciplined in your assignments, to stay disciplined in your rotations, having that mental hurdle of, you know, having to fight possession after possession,
yeah,
and then you're not scoring on the other end.
Yeah.
You're putting so much pressure on your defense. So the defense definitely was a big reason why we lost the game tonight. You know, you want to hold them under 100 points. The Knicks record this season was like 20-something and 4 this season when we held the team under 100 points.
Yep.
But we also have to find a way to score, man.
Yeah.
We have to find a way to score.
100%. And you saw that a little bit in the beginning of the fourth quarter where it felt like, you know, we were getting those stops, we were playing defense, just doing what we normally do in the fourth quarter, all of a sudden looking like we're locked in and want to play basketball. And those resulted in those fast break transition to OB or, you know, just any transition shot or ball movement, just how it always goes. And you wonder how that would have went if we played that kind of defense the entire game. But like you said, though, like we're here talking about defense, but we did hold this Atlanta Hawks team that shot those ungodly numbers you just mentioned and only had 105 points. So it's just, like you mentioned, this is just such a weird, weird game to break down, and we will. Like we said, we're going to go to the phones here in just a second. And that being said, JD, you on the Discord? Are you part of the Knicks Fan TV Discord? Because I got to get you in there so you can hear the phone calls.
Yeah, you got to get me in
there. For sure, for sure. Can we drop that link? And this is not just for JD, but for everyone else, too, in the chat. If you guys want to make a call, at least until CP gets in here, we'll be taking our calls through the Discord right now. But we'll drop that Discord link in the chat in just a second, JD. And then just hit that, and then I'll show you how to get in there from there, because that's where we get our calls from tonight. But, yeah, let me see. I saw Chuck D just dropped a shout out to Chuck D. You know what to do. Hashtag PE's in the chat. And the man Chuck D said, Giannis was getting trashed because every team caged him out of the playoffs until now. And he, a double MVP, don't expect Julius to beat those schemes. We got to really, I think he meant we got to really be a big 15, now hit shots, make stops. I agree with you, Chuck. I've been saying the same thing. I'm like, I feel like we're going to hear it all night on the phones. You know, RJ this, Julius that. And though, yes, we could have definitely used some of their help with Derrick Rose because there's a few quarters there where the second leading scorer was Reggie Bullock behind Derrick Rose, and we can't have that happen consistently. But also with that, like you just mentioned, Chuck D, if we're going to play into this big 15 thing, then you're right. Everyone has to step up in moments, in nights like this or like this entire series so far where your guy, Julius Randle or RJ Barrett, are not doing what they can do. You got it, next man up. And we saw Alec Burks do that in game one. I haven't seen that since, but I mean, he's been playing well, but offensively hasn't been the same as game one. And that's what it takes. The opportunities are there. Tibbs is giving them the opportunities and is theirs to take. So it's hard for me to just point strictly on RJ Barrett and Julius Randle and say, we lost because of y'all. They're a big part of it. That's what it takes to being the leaders of the team. But at the same time, it's hard for me to just be like, if y'all did your ish, then we wouldn't be here. I can't do that. We want to talk about being a big 15, then we got to play like a big 15. Right now, it's just a big one because Derrick Rose was the one that was doing everything for us tonight for sure. But yeah, so shout out to Chad. And yeah, great point too. And yeah, Julius Randle was being, and it didn't matter where he went, there was always somebody else ready for him, just waiting for him. So yeah, we also don't talk enough about that, but good point there, Chuck. Good point. Are you in the Discord?
Yeah, I believe sure. So, I am.
All right. And then, so then go over to the left, all the way down, you should see the lounge, and I'm going to drag you into the live show with me.
The general one?
No, all the way, it's under callers, and you'll see lounge, you should be able to jump into that, and I'm going to drag you into the call with me. Yeah, there you are, I see you, bro, and I'm going to move you into the live show, and then mute your Zoom real quick. Sorry, y'all, we getting JD, and for those who may or may not know, this is JD. You want to give yourself a little promo yourself right now, man. Talk your talk, bro. This man makes great content.
You know, for those who don't know, I'm JD, JD Sports Talk, just normal YouTube content creator, big Knicks fan. And, yeah, it's pretty simple. It's here to talk Knicks. And you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. You're good. We can hear you. You're coming through.
I'm good now?
Yes, sir. Yep. No, mute your – I got you. You're good through the Discord. I can hear you perfectly. You actually sound nice and clean too, man.
Because I don't hear you now.
Oh, you don't hear me? Hold on one second. Let me see. Wait, you don't hear me at all, JD? In the Discord? All right. So if I unmute myself, but you hear me now, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, mute yourself, and I'll just keep myself unmuted on here. We'll figure that out later. But I can hear you on the Discord just fine. You're good. But, yeah, man, you heard him. JD Sports Talk, go check him out. But we're going to our first call of the night. Like I said, if you guys want to call in for now until CP joins, we'll be doing all calls through the Discord. So make sure you come through the Discord. And right now we're going to start off with none other than King Deej. I know you were hyped up after game two. We all were. But I'm dying to hear what you were thinking after this game three debacle. What's good, King Deej? How you doing, bro?
Well, what's up? I appreciate that intro. JD, what's up, my man? I never met you, never saw you on the show, but I respect everybody that comes on the show. So salute to you for being here.
For a reason.
Everybody hit. Absolutely. Hit that thumbs up button for the squad. You know, run it up. Even if Ashley and CP not here, CK holding it down. Now, I might sound mad delusional right now. And everybody in the chat might laugh at me for this. But if I told you that the Hawks shot almost triple, percentage-wise, triple good. Like, they doubled the doubled the field goal percentage from three and from the field than the Knicks. And despite all that, it was a 10-point, 11-point game in the fourth. I can't explain it. I honestly can't explain it, CK. But we're a Julius Randle explosion away from this becoming an entirely different series. And I just, like, even though he's getting crucified online and on social media.
Of course, yeah.
I don't think he felt – I honestly don't think he played that bad today. You know what the problem was about the game today? he couldn't make a shot. He missed a lot of open shots, but he didn't really force it like game one. And I told you guys how I felt about game two. Game two, he got bailed out. But tonight, he just couldn't make any shots, shooting-wise, percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise.
So I don't feel like he played that bad. Because in his sleep, like, this is – we're seeing the worst of Julius Randle, and he's still getting a double-double. Mm-hmm. So – as soon as he could just get out of this shooting slump, and this is the other thing, and I know you got a lot of callers, so I'm gonna hurry up.
How you doing,
up.
Man? Talk your talk.
This is the first time all season that he's shooting bad, and at the same time, the starting lineup is all shooting bad. Like, it's the first time all season. So I don't think he's gonna shoot this bad for the whole series, mm-hmm. and I don't think the starters are gonna shoot this bad for the whole series. One or the other has to wake. And as far as everything else, like, I don't feel like they played that bad. It was just the Hawks were shooting the lights out. They'll never shoot the lights out like this again. They shoot the lights out like this, and then they only score 105. If I told you that at the beginning of the game, you wouldn't believe it. You would think they dropped 150 on us. Easy. So I'm not worried. Like, I just don't understand why Randle's shooting so bad, because he's missing wide open shots. But as soon as he could figure it out, or as soon as RJ and Reggie Bullock can say hi, I'm in the playoffs, then I feel like this is a completely different series. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen Sunday. I don't know if that's going to happen in the Garden. But I need to see how Randle plays for game four, and that'll go a long way. If he plays like game four and he can't shoot, and he's figured out the double team.
Right.
Like, he's passing it off. He got Taj underneath the hoop with a dunk, got Noel underneath the hoop with a dunk. So you just have to keep doing that. It's right. The way when he drives, he has to look to pass it.
Right.
I don't like when he's going and trying to contest against Clint and John. Right. You can't do that. It's not going to work. And they're not giving you the bailout foul. You got it one out of seven times, bro.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's just got to get out of this shooting funk, or the team has to get out of this shooting funk. It's one or the other. So I'm waiting for Sunday. I don't know if that's going to be the game or not. But I'm going to tell you guys straight up, if he can't get out of this shooting funk, then we don't stand a chance for game four, and we don't stand a chance for game five. Mm. So it's one or the other. So I'm gonna let y'all talk, man. But I'm not destroyed yet. I'm not destroyed yet. I honestly felt like we should have got killed by 50 tonight, and it was an 11-point game. Everybody just calm down. There's still got two games left. The Hawks is not gonna shoot basically 60% ever again, and I just can't see that happening. And if they do, then they get all the respect in the world, but I can't see that happening. I'm out. Peace and love. I'll see y'all Sunday.
All right, bro. Appreciate you. King Deej with the voice of reason. Kind of what we were saying, basically saying that the others got to step up. You mentioned Reggie and everything like that, but you heard the call. You heard what everything he was saying? You were able to hear the call?
Dude? I heard the latter half and what he was mentioning about Julius Randle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thoughts?
Listen, he makes some good points in terms of, you know, I think – it's been three games. I think game four, you know, this is the game now that I would say there's probably no excuses. You have to show up. It's been three games now. You've had two games at home.
Yeah.
If you were, you know, if you want to say that, you know, it's the first time that you've had that many fans in the Garden, you know, that environment, all right, now you've gotten your first experience on the road, where now game four, your team needs you. So it's been three games now. It's a lot of film. Atlanta has not changed their schemes because we haven't been able to beat that scheme. even with us winning game two and Tom Thibodeau making those adjustments in the third quarter, in the second half, Nate McMillan has stuck with his scheme. So there's a lot of film for him to break down and get better for game four. This is the game, I think, that, because it's funny, CK, if he comes through in game four, now we have momentum going into game five at home. He can build on that performance. And I'm not saying we're going to erase the first three games.
Right.
But, you know, everybody's going to have confidence. The fan base is going to have confidence. He's going to have confidence. He has to step up in game four. I think now the issue right now is it's truly mental.
Mm.
You know, it's really mental. It's also hurting him on the defense. I saw him slow on a lot of rotations. Gallinari was open too many times. Jason, John Collins bailed him out on a lot of open threes that he missed,
yeah,
where he was late. And you can see his head is down too many times. He's just
it's really, really hitting him mentally, I think, because I think he wants to do well and he's trying to play well, but it's just not coming. It's not happening for him right now.
Yeah. And although on our end, watching from TV, I don't know about you, JD, we couldn't really hear it. I guess the crowd was allegedly giving Julius Randle crap. I didn't really hear much of it. I guess there was an underrated chat. Again, didn't hear it until I saw the tweet on from Bleacher Report. But, yeah, I mean, regardless of the magnitude or how loud it is, it's a playoff game, and he's getting, you know, that kind of response from the crowd. It's tough on anybody. I don't care who you are, especially in your first playoff series in your career. Chuck put it perfectly. You know, we're not giving Julius enough credit to the fact that he's out there facing double teams every single night. They're crowding him in his spots. They're not letting him get to his baseline jumper. They're not letting him do anything in the paint. They're making him settle for the threes, and it's working in their favor. Like you said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. There's no need for them to change up their scheme. You put it there perfectly. So I'm with you and King Deej on this. It is very frustrating to see because of how great Julius Randle has been this season, and it's very frustrating for, you know, to see him not get at least close to that in this playoff series. But at the same time, adjustments, man. He's seen what playoffs are all about, and Derrick Rose is showing him, like, look, man, I've been through this before, bro. It ain't easy, okay? Don't think just because I'm out here scoring these 28, 30-point games, look, I've been through this. You're going to get there. So I'm with King Deej. Sky's not falling. Game 4 is critical. We'll see how he recovers there, and we'll see what happens next. I think that was a good point from both of you and King Deej on that. But you guys know what it is, guys. It's Knicks Fan TV presented by Manscaped. Make sure you guys go to manscaped.com/Knicks, and you guys can get yourself 20% off of everything. They got the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. I got mine. I finally got mine. Shout out to Knicks Fan TV. I got mine. That thing works. CP going to sell a little bit better later on tonight. I ain't going to go into detail. I ain't going to go on my Ashley bag right now. I ain't going to do that to y'all. But let's get to the next call. I know we're going to have some rage here coming from my guy, Angel from Philly. Angel, smooth. Talk to him, man. I know you're frustrated. What's good?
What's good, bro?
What's up, man?
First thing first, man, shout out to you guys. JD, shout out to you, bro. Nice to meet you. My boy, CK2K. What's good, fellas? Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me?
Perfect. You sound great. Live in
5 seconds. 4, 3.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, first, man, like, a lot of it is just mental, man. You know, it's obvious that, you know, they're just not ready for the moment right now. You can just see it. You know, Derrick Rose is the only one that's really balling right now. And, you know, and I just don't see the aggressiveness, man. It's like there's no ball movement. That's the first thing that's just, you know, it's upsetting is the ball movement. There's too much one-on-one out there. And then it's like, you know, when Julius is getting hit with the double teams, you know, he's passing the ball too late and turning the ball over, and that's just killing us. And, you know, at the same time, you know, like, I have an issue with, you know, where Julius and RJ, it's like, bro, the jump shot is not falling. Go to the basket. You know, if there was one game where you could have got some foul calls, it was this game, which didn't make any sense considering we just kept shooting jump shots, you know, so... If your jump shot is not falling, go to the basket. This was the game to get some fouls. Now, the defense, you know, we just gave up way too many threes, man. I mean, even with Trae Young, they're doing the same thing all over again. It's right. Like if you're going to double team, make him pass the ball. Don't make him pass the ball while he's already in the paint because it's either going to be a lob or it's going to be a corner three. So when you double-team him, you got to double-team him to the point he can't move. He got to pass that ball, and then you just live with the results after that. You know, and then, for God's sake, I mean, the play calling out of timeouts. I mean, bro, like, it's on offense and defense.
It's bad.
You know, it's like, on offense, it's just one-on-one, and we missing a shot. And then on defense, when we coming out of a quarter or out of a timeout, we're already giving up a three. It's like I could go to the bathroom, and the next thing I know, they just hit another three. It's like, well, damn, like, where's the defense? You know, and then, like, another thing that, you know, is making me upset is, you know, granted, like, I didn't think we were going to win both games in Atlanta anyway, but – you got to run them off the three-point line, bro. Like, they're hitting their threes in motion. I mean, they're just flowing. And you're not going to beat Atlanta if they're hitting from their normal spots. You got to run them off that three-point line. And, right. you know, the fact that Nerlens Noel got more free throws than almost the whole team, that's a problem. That should tell you right there that we're not aggressive enough. You know, and I'm going to spit some facts right now. You know, RJ, Randall, and Bullock, they're 7 for 25. We're not going to win no games if you're playing like that. So, you know what I mean? We got to start being aggressive. You know, like I said, we gave up 16 threes. We were 9 of 30 from three. You know, and Burks and Quickly, they were 4 for 16. You know, and when you look at the total of the game, you know, Atlanta made 41 baskets. We made 29, you know. So if the jump shot is not falling, go to the basket, you know, and then just move the ball. Like, it all starts with ball movement, and we got to be more aggressive. We're just shooting too many jump shots thinking we're Golden State. We're not Golden State. What are we? This is Broadway, man. We got to go to the bucket, and we got to, you know, make some layups. And then, you know, once you're in the flow of the game, then you can shoot some jump shots. But if you're just shooting jump shots all game, you know, you're not in the flow of the game, you know. And we just look like right now, you know, we didn't belong on the same floor. Derrick Rose was the only one that was really doing his thing, right. you know. So it's on the game four, man. It's a big game, you know. If we can just win one of these two games coming up, you know, we'll be all right. I'm not, you know, really too concerned, but it's to the point where it's like, all right, Randall, RJ, come on, bro. Like, I got to go to the basket, make some plays. But, you know, it's on the game four, y'all. And as always, thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, get the frustrations out. We appreciate you, Angel. You're good. We with you. We with you, bro. We with you. And with
right,
that.
Because I got some.
Oh, no, it's my bad, Angel. I cut you off at the last second there. But, yeah, with that, though, we got the kingpin himself, the franchise, the man who was in the fire. None other than CP. Man, what's good, bro? Man. How you doing, man?
I'm obviously frustrated. You know, you want to win every game. But it is a series at the end of the day. But the concerning thing is that our guy, our all-star, for three games in a row just hasn't had it going. And if he doesn't have it going, it's going to be a long series, man. You know, Derrick Rose, salute to him. He's been the best player on the court this whole series on both teams. And, again, a 30-point performance. He came and started and he gave us everything that we needed. But Julius still has to be the guy. You know what I mean? And if you factor in, you know, him and RJ going 4 for 24 from the field, Burks not being on the money off the bench, IQ as well, you know, there was just no offense. Right. And shout out to everybody in the chat once again. Shout out to Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, I see Chuck D in here. Salute to JD for joining us today, man. Last minute, salute to JD. Ashley couldn't make it. Salute to Ash as well. But, you know, when I had Jerry Ferraro on the show today, I told him, I said, you know, when we're looking at 3 and 4, just naturally us being in Atlanta, you would expect their role players are going to take it up a notch. You know, they have a lot of firepower, man. And so, you know, the Herders, the Collins, the Bogdanovich and Gallinari, who was bricking away in Madison Square Garden, they all stepped it up in their building. And so it was just a matter of, could we keep up with their offensive firepower? And tonight we just couldn't. And for Rose was there, but for everyone else, I think it was 16 of 60. That's just not going to get it done, man. That's just not going to get it done. You're not beating anybody in the regular season, much less the playoffs. And so it's a concern. You know, you definitely want Julius to step up and be that guy, be the all-star, make better decisions. As JD said when I came on, you know, the Hawks game plan hasn't changed. We just haven't been able to execute against it. And RJ himself, RJ had a ton of wide open looks in this game. He just didn't make it. Yeah. You know, Hawks, conversely, they had a ton of open looks going to the close in the second game. They missed their shots. This game, they made them. You know, we've got to be better protecting at guarding the three-point line as well. And we just didn't do it tonight, man. Hawks were like almost over 50% from three. It's going to be hard to stop that team.
Almost
like
60%
that.
From three.
60%. Yeah. 60. They remained there. They were at 60%.
They ended up close team. See?
Crazy. Yeah, 60%. So you're just not going to win that type of game, man, if your offense can't keep up. And it's got to be led by an all-star. He's just not there. He's a role player right now.
Damn. Boom.
Hey, with Randall not playing well, it exposes other weaknesses of the team that, you know, as whenever the season ends, you'll see what some of the, you know, needs the team needs. Because when he's not playing well, it puts so much pressure on our guards to shot create. And Rose is our only semblance of that, right? But then we need him to score because Randall's not scoring. So now Rose's mindset completely changes into an all-out scorer. Then where's the shot creation happening where our perimeter players are getting better looks? You know, Reggie Bullock on a lot of threes tonight, you know, where the way he was catching the ball, it was just nobody was in real rhythm even shooting the basketball. You know, and if Randall's not going to play well, it's just going to put a lot of – you saw IQ a lot of times. IQ got a lot of reps as a guard, and he tried to. And you saw it. He really couldn't explode. He had a few mismatches, couldn't take advantage of it, you know. And so when Randall's playing well, it just opens up a lot for the rest of the court. When he's not, it exposes that.
Yeah. And we've seen it, man. We've seen it for all three of these games. You know, it just so happened that in the second quarter of the second game, you know, we came alive with Randall coming alive and D-Rose following suit and so on. But
and it helps to be home in that game, too, for that kind of moment. It helps.
It helps. And, yeah, CK, yeah, you know, the Hawks crowd was rambunctious. They were in there with the overrated chants and whatnot. But
I wasn't CP.
We didn't hear it.
It was there.
I heard it a little bit.
You did? I didn't hear it.
Wait, he shot a free throw. He shot a free throw, and I heard some of the overrated stuff.
What? See? I don't know. Maybe I'm deaf. I don't know.
You know that
I had the volume on blast.
But, no, I thought the Knicks fans represented well, man. You know, the pregame show that we had, the pregame party that we had at Hudson Grill, we were in there heavy, man. We had, like, 60 deep in there. And we had a couple Knicks fans around us where we were sitting. We were sitting behind the Knicks bench in Section 120. Spike was there. You know, listen, we were in there, but the Hawks fans represented well. I just felt like this was their night, you know, and obviously game four is a must win for us, but it starts and ends with Julius, man. He's got to be better. And you know, I forgot who it was that made that point that, you know, a lot of this season, he's made a lot of bad shots. He's been a bad shot shooter, and we have seen that in the regular season. Now in this postseason against the Hawks, he's bricking a lot of them, you know, and he did get to the line. He got to the line eight times, and Knicks did get to the line quite a bit, more than the Hawks. Hawks only shot eight free throws in this game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's his timing wasn't right. His rhythm wasn't there. And, again, 2-for-15 is not going to get it done. 2-for-7 from the three-point line is not going to get it done.
Nope.
RJ as well just wasn't good. And so, you know, it's hard to keep up with a high-octane offense like the Hawks. When our offense just can't keep up like that. So hopefully we rebound on Sunday, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Definitely want to shout out everybody that came out and supported and came through to Hudson Grill for sure. Let's get to the phones. Let me just make sure I'm connected here real quick.
I think you were. I think we heard the
you did hear the phone
mm-hmm,
lead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you did. Okay, that's her name is Mary. She's from Britain, Great Britain. So,
I've been meaning to ask what her name was. All right, cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Let me just double check that real quick. Let's go back to the Discord. I see HD23 in the Discord. So HD23, I'm gonna go to you. HD23, what's going on, bro? HD23, going once.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Guys, I'm disappointed, but and a little scared to be honest about Sunday. I know, I mean, I'm usually the old, most optimistic fan. We made so many errors, and I know there's that belief that Hawks can't be shooting 60% on Sunday. But at the same time, if we're gonna play garbage defense and garbage offense like that, they're gonna kill us.
Yeah.
Because what I don't understand is they're running the same play. All they're doing is setting the top screen, and then the point guard's coming in, either throwing the floater or throwing the lob. And for some reason, our power forward can't come up on there and stop it.
The floater, though, bro. The floater's been lethal for Trae Young all year, bro. All year. No team's been able to stop that, man. And it opens up everything. You know, pick and roll is the most simple play of basketball, but it's the hardest play to stop.
Mm. And it is. You're right about that.
Automatically. When his big man is as dominant as Capella has been and you could throw it over the top or you kick it out, listen, mm-hmm. This is why the Hawks are where they are. This is why they are 26-11 under Nate McMillan in the regular season. Offense is lethal. It can do that.
You know, I'm saying, why not just give him the three then? You can give him the deep three instead of being chasing him all around when you're struggling with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm still believe Julius Randle has one good game in him, because he right now is playing his first playoff series away. And this is his first game away. Yeah. So I have a feeling, I don't know why, but I feel like next game he is going to bring it out. And there's no way we shoot this bad from three. That's the thing. And I know Tibbs will bring the energy. Hopefully the players will understand. RJ has been very frustrating because he has the talent. He can play better. Like when he's going for drives, he's not using the Euro that he usually does, and he's just throwing it up. I mean, yeah, he's getting contact, but at the same time, he's got to make smarter plays. The players need to move around and create spacing. That is the issue.
Yeah.
Every time Julius Randle has the ball, he's holding it, someone sets the screen, but then they're bringing their man to him, and it becomes a double team, sometimes a triple team. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People need to move the ball. The only one moving is Derrick Rose. He's playing the point, and he drives the lane and gets the foul. And you saw in the second game, too, when we won. What happened? We started driving the lane, we got a couple fouls, and we had a couple shots, and eventually the three-point shot opened up. That's what we have to do. We have to attack the paint. I'm mad hopeful. I hope it happens. As a Knicks fan, you know, you're always the most negative, of course. But hopefully we got this. We got this, guys. Let's remain positive. We got this. Have a good night, guys. Show your thumbs up for the boys.
Series. Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that, AC. It's a series, man. You know, and yeah, it's okay to be nervous about it because every game is close. Every game counts, you know, but Hawks went out and they closed the second quarter well, and they never looked back. You know, they never looked back. Second half, they opened it up some more. Knicks were able to cut it, I believe, to within, you know, 13 or so. But it's hard to overcome that type of deficit when their offense is just clicking on all cylinders like that. I mean, fellas, what do you think, man?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with the call. I feel like one thing that Julius Randle got to a little too late, in my opinion, was going to facilitating Randle style mode. I call it facilitating Randle mode, but because you could tell, I can't remember if it was the end of the half or if it was early on in the third quarter, but he was starting to force up some shots that were a little knuckleheaded. You know what I mean? Because you could tell his frustration, like you both mentioned. You know, the crowd was in his head, and understandable. You know what I mean? But I feel like where he plays his best basketball, where we saw a little bit more in game two, is when he is looking to get the ball moving around and then finding his shot second. Because especially with the Hawks playing on him the way that they have been, where on his every move, they got somebody, just a spy almost waiting for him to show up there so they can hit him with the double team, he's got to be making quicker decisions. And it's almost like the best fast decision is always moving the ball to somebody else, because hopefully somebody will end up being open. So I think my one gripe with him is that he kind of regressed a little bit, forcing the issue there a few times in that third quarter especially. And I feel like, you know, letting the game come to him, I feel like that's the theme of the series so far. He definitely has to do that. But I agree with you guys. I'm in the middle of that whole Julius Randle needs to give us more, because, like you said, CP looking like a role player. But at the same time, Julius Randle is still, you know, doing what he can with what he's being given, because we cannot take for granted the fact that he is there. The Hawks are guarding him well. We cannot give the Hawks not their credit for that, because they are guarding him really well. And we gotta mention that. Chuck D said, put it best earlier in the super chat. So we'll see.
Yeah, and you know, he said he sees Randle having one more game in him. Well, it better be the next one.
Right, for real, right?
Because it's going to be tough, even if we're down 3-1, if he decides to show up game five at the Garden. I mean, we you know, game four, you're down 2-1. This is the game that, you know, this is the game that stars are made of. You have to come through the next game. Right. To his point about, you know, the floater, as CP was mentioning, you know, when Quickly was doing it, and he's a rookie, who was stopping that? You know, it's a deadly move when you're able to perfect that, especially when you're a small, slippery guard and you're getting through a pick. It's hard to stay with you. And then once you have that airspace in the paint, you're getting good looks most of the time, because the big man most of the time is either dropping back and waiting for you, or, you know, if he's covering you, then you make a play, and he's a playmaker. You see, that's the difference between him and Quickly. Mm-hmm. And so, but what I will say is, though, is, you know, Derrick Rose is having trouble guarding him. You know, he is Derrick Rose dies a little bit. When he gets a pick, he's trailing him a little bit too far. And so I would put Bullock on him from the beginning of the game. Listen, I'm putting Rose either on, probably on Hunter over Bogdanovich. I'm making the adjustment. If they decide to post him, so what?
Agreed.
You know, let someone else on Atlanta make that play. Agreed. If DeAndre Hunter, if we have to double team DeAndre Hunter because he's posting up Rose, then we do that. We, you know, I'm going to die with someone else making the play. So that's the adjustment that I will make defensively, also to try to preserve Rose a little bit. I thought we would defend him with Bullock from the beginning of the game, but we'll see what happens in game four.
I lost some audio there for a second. It should be good to go now. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CPCK, my man JD in the building. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Tough loss for the Knicks, man. Knicks go down in game three in the A, 105-94. I want to salute some super chats that have come on. Salute to Corso117. He says, this series has really shown how badly we need another playmaking point guard. Rose is carrying us, but without him, second unit, that group totally loses its punch. We need to win game four. We take home court back. That's it, man. That's it. Paul Robinson says, there is not an adjustment that can be made to make up for Julius Randle choking all series. He's been doubled all year. No excuse. Shout out Charlie Correa. Charlie, what's going on? He says, no one clothesline Trey. I'm legit on my way to do it myself. Hashtag Nickerilla. Hashtag Nick's chick. Hashtag Esteban is finally free. So shout out to Esteban. Shout out Full Hypnotics. It says, we got to move on to the next one. Keep the faith. New York. John Kim sends a super chat. Shout out to South Korea. It says, no one can guard Julius on the Hawks if he drives it down the middle. He needs to stop going east-west where the Hawks are waiting to double him. Well, listen, man, Capella's been a dominant, you know, big.
Yeah.
This series. Not necessarily the series, but this season. And so it's kind of hard, man. He makes you second-guess a lot of your decisions. And so it's good defense by them. But like I said, a big difference on the flip side with the Hawks is that a lot of their role players stepped up and made big shots, man. Collins, who was checked out of game two, completely stepped up. Gallinari, who was bricking his way through game two and game one, stepped up. You know, you had Herter make some big shots. Bogdanovich has been a guy that you have to pay attention to all series. So, puts a lot of pressure on this Knicks defense, man, especially when a lot of it operates out of that pick and roll, out of, you know, which becomes a triple threat. It's the Trae Young floater, which is automatic. It's a lob over the top, you know what I mean, to Capella, which has been automatic, or he's kicking it out to three, and you got to pick your poison that way, man. So it's a triple threat that the Hawks are going out with out there. So it's just tough, man. But we'll see what happens Sunday, man. Definitely keep the faith.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing Jay Boogie is in the chat, and he's in a rush. So let's go to him. Let's go to him early. Jay Boogie. Jay Boogie, what's going on? Jay Boogie, going once.
Yo, I ain't never gone once, man. I'm always going to be in the building. Salute. Three capital S's. I see JD in the building, man. That's what's good. Hey, yo, yeah, yo, I see you. Looking good. CP, you down there in the A? In the A? In the A? Okay, yeah, Trey had his night. That's all, you know what I'm saying? Well, listen, y'all people in the whole world, y'all acting like it's 3:45 p.m. Sunday. That won't game four, you know what I'm saying? We got another game. Y'all act like we can't respond. Y'all act like we can't answer. Y'all act like we don't know how to come back after a bad game. Them guys know how to do all that. You know what I'm saying? That's they Atlanta did what they supposed to have done. They were supposed to hold court the first game. That's something we didn't do in our first game, but we responded. We had to answer the game too. You know what I'm saying? I don't look for them to be able to do that same thing. They played their best game tonight, man, all the way across the board. They shot lights out. Dude had 14 assists. He had over 20 points. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was skyrocketing on the Atlanta Hawks team, and we only lost by 11 points, man. Stop it, man. Stop the madness, man. It's all right, man. Be easy, man. We ain't going to be acting like we're in that questioning room and somebody behind that black window start pointing fingers at somebody, man. Stop that. I'm talking to the whole world, everybody, man. Stop that, man. Believe and have faith, man. We got here this far. A lot of y'all ain't even had the faith to get us here this far, man. Just be easy, man. Wait till Sunday at 1 o'clock, man. And when you go to the pool, you know it's already 105 degrees. You still put your hand in there to test the water, or you put your feet in there to test the water. Then you jump in. That's what we did game one. We put our hand in there to test the water. Game two, we jumped in. Now game three came, we put our feet in there to test the water. Game four gonna come. We gonna jump in, man. Everybody be easy, man. Matter of fact, I'm leaving first thing in the morning. I'm gonna show you how to come down and get it rattled. I'm gonna yell from anywhere. I'm trying to do anything I can to get my team motivated and pumped up. And just because we took this little small L, we acting like the season is over, man. People walking around with their head down. Hold your head up, man. Be happy and supportive, man, for the whole year that we don't have, man. This is a learning situation. This is a growing situation. It's gonna always be pain, you know what I'm saying, until you deliver and get it up off your back. None of them guys know how to play in the playoffs but Derrick Rose, you know what I'm saying? That's the only one that know how to play in this situation. Him and Ty. So, you know what I'm saying? The other guys, they got to learn, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know. Some people will say, well, the Atlanta Hawks, they ain't play. You know what I'm saying? They ain't play. They different type people. We got problems with scoring. They got scores, you know what I'm saying? So, when we ain't scoring, it shows that we not a scoring team. But our defense got to continue on playing. And I believe Reggie Bullock just set a tone at the end of the game when he got up in that dude's face. He reminded me of a dude that's getting ready to get jumped to beat up. He want to holler at his homeboys. Yo, y'all with me? We're pointing all up in the clock. No, they ain't with you, man. You know what time is going to be game four. And I appreciate Reggie getting up in that man's grip. Somebody got to set another tone, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to set a tone on across the internet. Y'all be easy, man. Game four is coming, man. Go out and party, man. Go find Lou Williams and hang out with him. Some pepper or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to have some fun tonight, you know what I'm saying? And don't walk around with your head down. Just know this game four is coming, man, and we gotta respond and answer, man. God bless you all. Stay healthy and safe, man. Do what you gotta do to protect your family. Love your loved ones, man. Be easy, man. I'm gone for the night, man. I'm riding out first thing in the morning, man. Salute, 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 man.
Hey.
Throw some
man.
Fives in the chat, man. Hey, man. CK, I don't know if I'm out. Oh, okay, I'm back in. Throw some fives in the chat for Jay Boogie, man. Bro.
I'm about to look at some flights and go down there to the ATL CP after that call. Oh,
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, heavy out here, nevertheless, man. Jay Boogie's on his way, and we got some reinforcements coming with us for game four, man. But, look, it's difficult because Julius has to be our guy, man. And you just haven't seen the positive signs from him in these three games. You know, yes, game two, he came alive in that second half, no doubt. But, you know, tonight, game one, it's not going to cut it, bro.
He hasn't even been, like, he's been decent for a half. Yeah. And we saw the results of what that decent play, you know, did to not only the result of the game, but the rest of the team.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's like there's, like, two sides of it. It's like, let's see what a decent game can do. Because as CK mentioned, you know, it's a weird game. We only lost, you know, by 9, 10, whatever it was. Yeah. And we were plus 22 at the free throw line. We out-rebounded them, you know. And so we're just looking for a decent game. Now, game four, we may need a very good game. But he just needs to step it up a little and see how that results, you know, for us on Sunday.
His cap cannot be 15 points. He had 15 in his first two games. He had 14 tonight. You know, we can't have that. Yeah, he got to step it up. Got to step it up.
Simple and plain. Let me reconnect the phone. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. I see the casual Hawk fans are back chirping. They were chirping.
Yeah. They came out the little baby nest after Wednesday.
Yeah, they came out the nest. They earned it. How about Mama Peyton chirping?
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Hi, Mary. Now I know your name.
That's Mary, our British assistant. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. How about Mama, and we're going to get to the phones in a second. How about Mama Peyton chirping on Twitter, bros? That's deep.
Yeah.
She might call in.
She might call in.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, that just says to me that the Peyton thing, you know, he's going through the media talking about, oh, I don't even know about this. I never knew that, you know, my playing time was in question or that the fans were against me. Come on, bro. Yes.
I know, man.
Mama Peyton, Sister Peyton, you know, they. I don't know if you have the tweets, CK, but she retweeted the Knicks starting lineup with D. Rose.
Yeah. Let me pull that up.
Talk about how did that work out for you?
I had it right here, yeah.
How did that work out? My starting point guard dropped 30 points. I was waiting for this the whole year. What are you talking about? How did that work out?
Oh, man.
Like, we would have won if Peyton was the starting point guard. Get out of here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, I know that's a baby boy, but come on.
Yeah. Yeah, let me pull that thing.
You're trying to throw the team under the bus. Your son has been trash.
Mm.
What do you mean, how did that work out? It worked out well. If Julius would have stepped up, we could have won the game.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not on the starting point guard. Man, oh
I like
man.
I like the first comment under that tweet. Is, with all due respect, Hawks will be up by a larger margin. Peyton has started.
Yo,
at least it was respectful, you know?
All due respect, yeah. I can't get that one in there, but yeah, man.
I mean, listen, man, I know it's a family thing, but you could just tell that her reaction, you know, is deep. It's deep-rooted. Yeah. It's deeply rooted, bro. You know what I mean? It's deeply rooted.
Right. You know what that tells me, too, is you know, obviously it tells you she's active on social media, and she's probably seen it all. She's
yes.
seen all the stuff online, and
yes.
it builds up, and now, you know, you see what happens.
Yes.
And also tells me she can give a damn less what happens with the Knicks in general. She just cares about how Elfrid Payne and how he looks. That's all she cares about, because she was real proud to put that up there.
You happy that your son's team lost in the playoffs?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You got to relax.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, bro. Well, let me get to the phones, man. Let's go to Les from the Bronx. Les, what's going on, bro? How you feeling?
What's going on, TP? TK, what's going on?
How you doing, bro?
Tough loss today. Tough loss. But I think we'll rebound. We'll bounce back. 35.9% from the field is not going to get it done. 29 out of 81 from the field is not going to get it done. But I think Randle needs to go back to playing bully ball. And the Knicks just got to tighten up on their defense and just, you know, just get after it and get at it. And I'm a little bit upset, but not disappointed. I think we'll rebound back. I think we'll come back. I think Tibbs will have them ready, full of energy Sunday, and I think it'll be on.
Okay. Let's cutting it to the chase. Appreciate you. Let's just go rapid fire. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Paul, what's going on, bro?
The TV is muted.
Let's go.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate you guys. Knicks Fan TV, man. You guys are a safe haven for all the fans. CK, love your channel, man. You're funny, man. SK ain't here, but sir, I appreciate you being with us today. You make a good part of the crew. I just want to say, are you guys ever going to collaborate with Jay and Mark from New York Knicks podcast?
I don't know who that is, but sure. Yeah, no, this is like, I don't know who that is, man.
We had a good year with the Knicks so far, and just be glad to see them in the playoffs. And, I mean, it's really – I never expected that we're going to be, you know, having cardiac Knicks every single game.
Every night, man.
And somehow we're gonna have to make it work, you know, do what we can, I mean, against them. I don't appreciate – somebody going, I heard that, I don't know if it's true, but somebody spitting on Trae Young, but that just really just made the tasteless for the Knicks, you know.
That's one person, you know, we don't co-sign that, man, and appreciate the call and the support, Paul. We don't co-sign that dude, you know, we don't want to give them any more attention, you know, than they deserve. They got banned from MSG as they should have, and that's that, you know. Like I said, lucky he didn't catch 50 with that Louie, because it might have been a different story, you know what I'm saying? So that's that with that. But look, people in the chat saying, well, that's Peyton's mom. Yeah, of course that's Peyton's mom. But it's a business, fellas. It's a business, man. You know, you can't be rooting against the team because your son got benched. That's how it came off to me. I don't like that, bro. How did it work out for you? Like, come on, man. I'm not with that, man. I'm just not with that, bro. I don't know. Did I go on mute? CKJD, you there? Did I go on mute?
No, I hear you. You hear me?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, she, and like you said, that, you know, she's his mom, but at the same time, you know, you can make the case the Knicks were overly patient with this, you know, experiment with Peyton. You know, I don't know that Peyton has the same, you know, leash and leeway on another franchise, you know, and you know, Tibbs has been extremely supportive, even when time after time throughout the season he was being questioned about Peyton, and Tibbs never wavered, continued to be supportive. So, you know, she should also look at the fact that the organization and the coaching staff has been very supportive of your son. They just made an adjustment. They made it in the game, and that's that.
Point blank period.
Facts, bro. Nothing but facts. He's been a starting point guard of the Knicks for 2 straight years.
And digress. You can argue that he digressed every single game.
Yeah, come on, man.
So, you know.
It is what it is, man. Emotion's flying high right now.
Yeah.
So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, J.J. breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boys. Salute my man, J-Cal checking in. J-Cal, what's going on, man? How you feeling? J-Cal, me and J-Cal were rocking games 1 and 2. I don't know if y'all saw us on TNT, man. We had it rocking game 2 for MSG. So, salute to J-Cal. Tough loss tonight. Knicks go down in the A, 105-94. All right, let's keep it rocking with the phones, man. Let's go to Howard from New Haven. Howard, how you doing?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Yo, I'm a big Knicks fan, man. I go way back. I'm going 20, 30 years. Listen, Knicks got to tighten up on that defense and everything. The other thing is, too, you can't have B. Rammel and I'm missing one more player on the court at the same time. Cause everybody moving their feet slow. I know everybody. We true New York fans. And, you know, we've been up and down for many years. We looking to get a win. Tonight was, to me, just terrible. I know Randall and them ain't ready for the big stage like that. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody sugarcoat. Jay Boogie, I love what you shout out and everything else. But we New York people love. Somebody got to take a little ball, a little New York grind in that type of ball play. Y'all know what New York is all about. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Even we got a couple of games still. We, you know, we're going to be all right on Sunday. But they got to tighten up on that defense. Yeah. Everybody going to hoop it on us. It's too much, man. Way too much, man. I like seeing somebody, you know, anybody coming to lane. Randall, you're not there, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to maybe bring him off the bench. Might bring a big spark to the New York City team. You know what I'm saying? I know business. You got to let your all-star play. But sometimes you just got to be a coach, man. Sometimes I think the coach don't have the rotation right, too, sometimes. You know, I watch the game, like, frustrated because there's some adjustments that he could have made, you know.
What did you
a lot of players sitting around because they don't know what Randall's going to do. You know, is he going to go to the hoop? He's going to shoot the jumper? So they get stuck. So we ain't got nobody to catch those and ones and clean up the basket for us if he missed, you know. So everybody's standing around. We ain't moving the ball because they don't know what Randall's going to do. You know what I'm saying? And DR doing everything he could do.
D-Rose was the best player on both teams, bro. Been saying it all series. He's been the best player on both teams. And we threw him in the starting lineup, and he delivered for us, man. You know, there's only so much he can do. I thought he did everything he could do out there to try to get us a win. But our all-star has to be an all-star. Correct. And if he's not, we're toast. We're cooked. It's finished.
They pin you down there. You gotta holler at the team. You're right behind the bench. Yeah. Somebody got sparked them on that bench, man.
Game four, I'm even closer to the bench, man. So yeah, I might hear me. You might see me, man. But,
the Hawks bench?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm in the same spot Sunday, but a little bit closer, man. So yeah, I might see me. You might hear me, man. But we had a good vantage point from the stadium. We was right behind Stephen A. in his broadcast. But honestly, man, you know, even just before the game, man, like I said, the whole pregame setup that we had at Hudson Grill was live, man. We had a lot of love in there, a lot of Knicks fans, some local to the area, some travel from New York, some travel from Charlotte. So salute to everybody that came through, man. We had a big, We took over Hudson Grill. Put it that way. We took over the whole spot, the whole establishment. And
was it a packed house?
What, the bar?
No, the arena. Did they allow? Was it?
Filled in. People filled in later on. Yeah, they had a good crowd. They definitely had a good crowd. They claimed they had a sellout of like 15-8.
That's what they
were saying.
Wasn't
as loud as the machine. They definitely can't touch us on that. But no, they had a good crowd. I would say that they definitely had a good crowd. You know.
Make sure we take over that court on Sunday.
Yeah, got to. Yeah, man. Appreciate the call, man. Thanks again, bro. All right, bro. Let's go, man. Tighten up on defense. It's Howard from New York. Let's go to my guy Jay from Florida. Jay, what's good, bro? I thought you were driving down, bro. I thought you were driving up, man. What's good, bro?
I can't make it. I had no plan, no rules plan, but so okay. I'm a rule from Tampa, bro.
No doubt.
I got to bring back Debbie Downer, man. I got to bring it back, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to, man. I got to. But y'all run it up for the boys, man. Hit subscribe, hit like button, all that.
Yeah.
CK, the homies. Bro, we had 14 assists the whole game.
Yeah.
Trae Young had 14 assists by himself.
No.
You can't win in the playoffs like this, right? When I'm watching the Clippers and the Mavs right now. Kawhi gets to his spot every single time. Luka gets to his spot every single time. Randle is not getting to his spot at all. He's playing like 2019 Randle, right? He's just randomly playing. You got to get to your spot, man. You got to be what makes you successful in the regular season. Calm down. Don't be afraid of the moment. Step into the moment. D-Rose is showing you how to step into the moment. Win or lose, D-Rose is leaving everything on the floor every single time, right? Randle got to learn from this experience. He got to learn how to take over in the playoff series. You got Nate McMillan. Nate McMillan's not – he's been in the game for 40 years. Nate McMillan's a good coach. He's a great player, and now he's a good coach. He's game planning for Randle. He's getting everything. Defensively, they look amazing, way better than they looked all season. We don't look as good defensively, so we got to get back to our bread and butter. People saying that we could get rid of Mitch and sign Noel and save some money, stop it. Capella's completely dominating the series.
Yeah.
Capella had like 13 rebounds again. He's had over 10 rebounds every single game, dunking on people. He did the Mutombo wave in the crowd. Like, come on, man, cut it out. Mitch is our starting center moving forward. If you look at the Hawks, Hurd is a big guard. I didn't know Hurd was that big. I was looking at him like, Hurd,
they got a lot of size.
He's a solid put-together guard. Yeah, that's all I'm saying, man. Yeah. Hunter's put together. Like, they got
that's the player, bro. That's the player I think has been an X factor for the Hawks, man. A lot of people are not considering that the fact that Hunter, who had a reputation as a 3-and-D player coming out of Virginia, he's coming back strong, bro. He's coming back strong. And offensively, he had a good game for them. He had a good game.
Hunter's a big, strong guard.
Yeah.
They got one big, strong that they drafted. Knicks fans, they drafted their wings. We getting beat by their draft picks. They cap control. They have guards that could dribble, pass, and shoot effectively every time down the court. We got to look into that, man. We can't just dump money in the Burks and Bullock. I love what they did all year, but we see what happens when Randle ain't pushing his machines. We can't give Burks and Bullock big contracts and expect to win. I'm not in the game to have a good season next year and kind of keep doing the same thing, 4th seed, 5th seed, 6th seed. I want to get to this Eastern Conference Finals. I want to win a championship. Championship is the goal here. So we got to figure out what we're doing in the future in terms of draft picks. We're going to trade with somebody. But we need somebody that could get to their spots every single time, control the ball. Trey had an okay game. 14 assists is a big game for him.
Yeah.
14 assists, he got his people.
But he's number two in the league.
Everybody's organized. He moved the ball.
He was number two in the league in assists, bro. That's his game.
Right. Yeah, man. We got to get that player. We got to get that player. The season's been good, but Knicks fans got to stop getting open off a good year. We had a great year. I love the team. Team had a lot of spirit. But we've seen what game planning does in the playoffs. We've seen what the playoffs is doing to Julius Randle. He's not getting to his spots. He's not playing relaxed. He got to get back to what he was doing in the regular season. We got to figure it out. D-Rose is killing it, but D-Rose at 32 can't be your best player. It's not going to work out. We have no chance if D-Rose is going to be dominating the series. RJ looked 20 years old, which is fine. I'm not putting none on RJ. He's a kid. He got time to go, but Randle got to figure it out. I'm not giving Randle no excuses. Randle got a lot of years in this league. He got to figure it out ASAP. Yeah. I'm going, man. Stay safe down there, CP.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Jay. Appreciate it.
I actually don't disagree with Jay.
I'm with Jay, bro. I think Julius, CK, I think Julius could have, I think Mitch could have really helped us in this series. Man. I think he could have been an intimidator on Trey against the floaters. Obviously, the rim protection, battling Capella on the boards, getting more offensive rebounds, keeping the ball alive offensively, being a vertical threat for Rose, for RJ, you know, as he's been. A more reliable vertical threat as well. I think Mitch is really missing on defense, man, no doubt about it, bro. Knee blocking his back.
Yeah, we could use that physicality, even though it's not much more. It's definitely, it would be a little bit more useful than what Nerlens. And that's the other thing, too. Nerlens, not saying Nerlens has been bad, it's just he's also hurt, too. That's the other problem. We're hearing that if this was a regular season, Nerlens would be sitting down multiple games kind of injury that we're dealing with right now. So, yeah, we could definitely use Mitch, and I hope that we hear some good news here about Mitch here in a few days. I don't know. I'm keeping positive vibes up, hoping that we get some from Mitch, maybe.
Remember when he went through that hot stretch, Noel, that is, you know, many were saying, let's give him a 3, let's give him a 4-year deal. You can't afford to lose a guy like Noel.
Right.
But then what happens is when you ask, you know, they always say, when you're a role player, you're a role player. Sometimes when you ask certain players to do more, as we did later on the season as a starter and extended his minutes, you then see what happens when you put certain role players into a bigger role.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a type of player that it looks like for the rest of his career, he just needs to be managed. Any little thing is always a little nick, a little knack here. So, you know, that's why you need a young guy like Mitch, and I can live with some of the ups and downs, but, you know, he has a lot of talent, and you don't want to take the risk to lose that to go for someone that, you know, you don't know what you know, what games you're going to have available for him.
Yep.
It's true, man. I really think Mitch would have made a difference guarding this pick and roll, this threat that these guys have, and just being a guy in the perimeter that could really just either block shots, you know, block the floater, or just intimidate, man, make these guys think twice. But you know, Noel and Ty certainly serve their roles. Nothing against them, but I think Mitch's talent, his skill sets on the defensive end is definitely being missed. Also, just being a guy that can attack on the board. So, but I still think this is an evenly matched series if Julius can just get
If our players did if our role, if our key players do what their key players are doing, this is a different conversation. That's 100%
it.
No way around. I don't care what any of those Hawks fans are saying in the chat. If our key players were playing the same way y'all key players are playing, this is a different conversation. But they're not, so good one for you guys.
Absolutely, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP in Atlanta. We got CK2K in ATL and JD holding it down in New York. Holding it down on all coasts, man. Wherever you guys are from.
We everywhere. City
flag. We everywhere, man. Throw your city. Knicks fans everywhere, you know. Throw your cities. Throw your flag in the chat. Let us know where you guys are checking in from. We'll shout you guys out. A couple more super chats have come in. Shout out to NY Bully. He says, you can tell by Trey Young's hair that he has nothing to lose.
Chill, bro.
My man has a scalp full of crab cracks. Y'all are ruthless with this kid. Oh, the real Gates is Randle is done. Lights are too bright for him.
Oh, NY
Bully against Julius has to shake the nerves. You can't be the face of the Knicks and freeze up in the spotlight. Timothy Lewis says, start Obi at center to draw Capella away from doubling Julius, forcing to defend Obi's three-point shot.
That also forces Obi to defend Clint Capella in the pick and roll.
And Clint Capella on the other side. So you know.
Do you go small and start Randle and try to extend, you know, do you go extra small? Like this, at this point, you know.
Try it out.
Who's getting boards, though?
Bro? That's my thing, man. I don't know. I still feel like they win that situation.
Because I think at this point, as a head coach, you know, going into game 4, Tibbs just has to see, you know, how I can put Randle in the best position possible. And I think he's tried to do that. I mean, he put Taj to start because Taj is slightly better than Noel around the basket, right? He can catch the ball better. He can finish around the rim better. And then he started Rose. So, to me, that was a lineup. I know some people thought quickly or Rose. But that, you know, I think he's done what he can do. At this point, what real rotations or adjustments are you making unless it's really drastic, like starting Obi or something like that, you know? I think it gets to a point where you just buckle down and you tell your best player, let's go. I mean, if you want to say minor things, do you get him the ball closer to the basket? Maybe let him operate closer to the basket instead of putting him as a ball handler? Were you allowing Atlanta to get a head start on their defensive scheme? Maybe that's an adjustment you make, kind of get him closer to the basket. But other than that, you just got to buckle down and bring it.
I just
no, I agree, bro. I agree. I think at this point, you know, adjustments are there. You know, the adjustments have been made. It's time to just go head up. Now, if you do bring Julius at the five, I think that could certainly help, you know, just spread it out and force Capella, you know, out of that free safety type of coverage that he's playing. Because obviously with Taj or Noel out there, you know, he doesn't have to do too much. So it's just – maybe, you know, maybe we do that in spurts. Who knows? We did go to that lineup. We did go small ball for a little bit in game two, for a couple of minutes. I don't remember if Capella was out on the court or was
he wasn't. Up
at Gallo. It was Gallo at the five, right? Mm-hmm. Or was it Okongwu at the five?
They had Rook. Onyeka. He was the five.
Okay. Yeah. So, that could certainly be there. You know, that could certainly be there. So. We'll have to see what happens. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Shout out Original Man, my guy Original Man and his crew. They were down front behind the Knicks bench. They were in the front row of my section and shouted us out. So salute to the Original Man. We had a couple of Knicks fans around us as well, man. So we were definitely in here heavy. Salute to the Shells. What's good, Shells? How you doing, my guy? Mike Spencer Hayward in the chat. What's going on? Derek Johnson, how you feeling? Vegan X checking in as always. Shout out Eric Kang holding it down out in Seattle. What's going on, Eric? How you doing? Duny Caroma always in here, never misses a show. All the mods, appreciate you. Cynthia, how you doing? Jeremy, what's going on? Checking in from DR. DR's in the chat heavy. CK, who you want to shout out, bro?
Yeah, man, shout out to everybody. A lot of nice words at the beginning. Talking about holding it down, you know, we got to do what we got to do. We're a team over here, Knicks Fan TV. It is what it is. But, yeah, Bobby Elliott, I see my man Flyboy Ant. I got to shout out some of these Hawks fans that are here trying to talk trash, and you're not doing a great job. But, you know, appreciate the view. Like we said, it helps the algorithm. You know what it is. Appreciate you. Yeah, you mentioned Junior. I was going to say Junior, too. Cortez, I see you. What's good, man? And, yeah, man, I got to give big ups to the mods, as always. The wrenches are keeping the chat under control, and we appreciate y'all.
Yeah, man. JD, who you
want to
shout out in the chat, bro?
Well, first, shout out the whole Knicks Fan TV movement, the whole family, UCP, CK, for having me here. Everybody in the chat, I can't shout out anyone without starting with Chuck D. Shout out Chuck D, Jay Boogie, and Jeremy, a few of, you know, some of my supporters, Cynthia Wolf, the mods, everyone. You know, make sure you hit them like, support the stream. Let's get ready for game four.
Absolutely, salute the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D. Of course, everybody throw a hashtag PE in the chat to salute the legend. I see Eddie B119's got the Public Enemy logo, so he's got that going. So salute Eddie B. Michael Maldonado in the chat says, what about exploiting Trey in this series? You know, going into this game, Tommy Beer had put the tweet out there that, you know, Knicks had only shot 12 field goal attempts on Trey Young, and that was five from Bullock and two from IQ, RJ, and Burks, respectively. Obviously, I don't have the stats in front of me tonight, again, you know, for who he was defending and how they shot against him. But overall, it just doesn't seem like we're looking to hunt that mismatch down, whether it's, you know, Trae Young, Lou Will, Herder. You know, those are their three most, you know, vulnerable defenders on the team. Overall, it just doesn't seem like we're trying to really exploit those matchups much. You know, JD, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's do you attribute that to some of the, you know, some of the criticism that Tibbs has received in the past in terms of his offensive schemes and ability to adjust and identify those things? Or is it something that they're just sticking to their game plan? You know, we know that Tibbs is very consistent in his full approach in his game plans and how he manages rotations, how he operates. He's just consistent with his approach. You know, I would have... Even Reggie Bullock, he's not a playmaker, he's not a ball handler, but you know, I would like to see him run around through screens as a you know, a shot maker. You know, just make Trae Young run, make him get hit, make him take some contact. He's not the biggest of guards, right? And you would hope that by the fourth quarter, you know, some of that contact, you know, you're a little sore, it wears on you, and you know, it's. at this point, going to game four, I don't think it's going to change. We haven't seen any sign of it. Right. You know, we saw a little bit of it maybe with RJ when Trae Young's been on RJ. RJ has asked for the ball.
Right.
But other than that, yeah, we haven't really seen any signs of them taking advantage of any of these mismatches.
Yep. Yeah,
I think it's probably tougher because CP, every take that we have is gonna come all the way back around to Julius, because I think with Julius just not being efficient at all, it just has closed out a lot of the other experimenting that we can do.
I agree. CK, what about you, man?
Yeah, I was gonna bring it around to what JD just ended with. I think 100% what they're saying, force him to force him to play defense is probably one of the biggest keys, and I feel like we don't do that enough. You know, we can do it on both ends. We force him or go up heavier on defense on him. But I think the big thing is we should force him to play defense. He's not the one guarding Derrick Rose. They normally switch him over to Reggie Bullock. You know, they're going back and forth with that one. Let's get the ball over to Reggie Bullock and let him shoot over him. You know, we should be taking advantage of him on that end as well. I think we let him get away with a lot. Like JD just said, the very end, there's been a few times where we see him switch over to RJ Barrett, and I think RJ Barrett's probably gotten the ball one or two of those times where it's happened. I definitely think that's something that we miss a lot. I feel like one of the downfalls to our ball movement is it becomes a little bit robotic. In the way where if it goes to the left side and it ends up in, like, Reggie's hands, it's like Reggie's only looking for Julius. Let me get the ball to Julius. I'll wait for Julius to get out of his situation so I can get the ball to Julius, rather than looking at the matchups in certain instances. So I definitely think that is one thing that we should definitely look into. I completely agree with JD's point there. But I love what you said at the end, man. All that being said, I feel like nobody's hearing any of that, because at the end of the day, our all-star ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing, and that's what people want to see first before anything else. And I can't disagree with that as well. But I definitely think that's someone we should definitely be looking into more than anything else, because we should be attacking Trae Young a little bit more for sure.
I'd love to see it, you know. But as JD said, maybe the, you know, those adjustments are just not going to happen. You know, maybe we've seen the most of it, but
yeah,
see what happens on Sunday, man. See what happens on Sunday. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Number one show for the fans by the fans. This is Knicks post game live. Knicks go down in game 3, 105-94. Definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. We're going to go rapid fire calls in a second. Remember, this show is presented by Manscaped, the number one men's grooming tool from head to toe, is sponsoring tonight's show and sponsors all our live shows as well. So remember, go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. And it's a great deal, man. Salute to our guys at Manscaped, everybody that supports us. Salute my guy Kyle. And CK, you said you got the package, right?
I did. I sure did. That thing is like a damn Lamborghini, bro. Like, I didn't know they put all that damn work into this little lawnmower, bro. That thing's crazy. Yeah. Y'all gotta get one, man.
4.0 got juked, man. Yeah,
crazy. You have to get one.
CK2K is taken care of, man. No doubt.
Yes. Shout out Manscaped.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. So those of you that want the number to call in, it's 657-383-1509. You can also check in via the Knicks Fan TV Discord, right? So we're going to go rapid fire calls. We'll start with the switchboard. We'll go back to the phones and go Hector from Harlem. Hector, what's going on, bro?
Let me get a thumbs up. Give CK a thumbs up, man. Also a shout out to the Philly guys. JD, what's going on, brother? I was actually gonna call in game one, CP, and tell you I thought I was gonna run into you after game one, bro. I was out there in the crowd, you know, it was getting crazy outside of MSG, but I just wanted to say that for the most part. So we've seen in the series, game one, tail of the tape, even though it came down to a defensive stop that we couldn't get, we allowed Trae Young to dictate the tempo of the game. I mean, he killed us from the mid-range one-arm floaters the entire game. Game two, we started out slow, 11-point deficit at halftime, and then by the end, somebody put a battery in Reggie Bullock's back, and we came back in front of our crowd and took game two. Tonight, it was a lot. There was a lot going on, and I wanted to start with a lot of the X factors. You actually said something really smart, like 20 minutes ago, where you said that if our X factors can step up, this would be a very different conversation. I think CK said that, and he's right. Mm-hmm. because tonight it wasn't so much Bogdanovich or even Trae Young. I don't know why they didn't defend Kevin
Herter.
Herter. He killed us tonight. I don't know why you're allowing Herter to go almost, I think he scored, 13 points? And most of them were threes on the outside. I don't know what the hell we're thinking. Like, and we should be prepared for this because we know in the playoffs, anybody can kill us. Julius was horrendous. RJ, I give RJ a little bit of more break because, like you guys said, he's 20 years old and he's really getting his feet wet. So it really doesn't, honestly, when it comes down to it, we're lucky that he's actually getting his feet wet because it's going to help for the future. But Julius, I'm going to be honest with you. Guys, I think he has like two more games to show up and he has two games to prove himself because what he doesn't understand is that the front office is taking, they're taking notes of this and they need to know whether they're going to build around him or not. And in my personal opinion, you don't build around somebody like him. I've called them before, and you guys know how I feel about Julius. I think he's had a great year, but we're not building around him. Mm. I personally think that moving forward that we're going to be looking at guys like De'Aaron Fox, and if we get really, really fortunate, it'd have to be the biggest miracle of all. My idea is Damian Lillard. But I want to hear your guys' thoughts. Personally, I think we're still in this series. I think we went in at 7, but, you know, shout out to you guys. You guys make me proud.
Appreciate it, bro. Yeah, we still in this series, man. It's one game at a time. We only down one game, bro.
Facts.
You know what I mean? But obviously, the way tonight went, it's hard to be optimistic. But it's only one game, man. Sunday, we right back in it, man. Listen, we went down one zip at MSG the second night. We had the whole city shut down. So it just happens that fast. But you know, make no mistake. Regardless of what happens in this series. Win or lose, Julius Randle is not the play that you build around. It's the play that you build with. It's a big difference. You know, he's never gonna be the number one guy for this team. If he's the number one guy for this team, we're not going anywhere far. And that's just the reality of it. He's a very talented player, but we need somebody better. I've always been saying this all year long, and I'll continue to say that. We need somebody better. Offseason is offseason. We're focused on the here and now. And the here and now says that I still feel like this team can still win this series. It's a very evenly matched series, man. We can still win this series. He just has to step up, bro. He just has to step up.
Man. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's struggling mightily, but I mean, I know we're you know, many fans are evaluating him as a number one option, but I never thought that Randall was a number one option on a championship team to begin with. So. I didn't know that he would struggle like this, but I also wasn't going to be surprised if he was just having decent games and not great games because when you're heading into the playoffs now, and you're talking about a defensive mind like Nate McMillan, you're no longer playing on a Monday one team and Wednesday another team, you know what I mean? Like, you're playing the same team, and now these guys have ample time, advanced scouting reports. Yeah. Now they're game-planning against you, game to game to game. And if Julius Randle's not a number one option to begin with, then, you know, am I really holding it against him first playoff series? The frustrating part is how bad he's shooting. Like, that's frustrating.
Right.
And to RJ, listen, he's getting outplayed by Hunter. I will say that. He is getting outplayed. And we need to, you know, he needs to step it up a little bit. Yes, he's 20 years old. Yes, it's part of his development. But, you know, he can't have stinkers. You know, let's step up a little bit. Let's go back to hitting some of that corner shot because, you know, that's also part of the development. You know, going through an experience is not always a great experience just because you're going through it. You want to take something out of that experience so that you can build off that experience. So, you know, I'm hoping that he turns it around and he can build off that depending on how this series goes.
Said, man. Well said. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. I'm going to read a couple more super chats and then Eden drop off. Be ready on the Discord. Eden drop off. Be ready on the Discord. King Matthew sent a super chat. He says, LOL, Hawks fans have to shush it up. It's not over yet. Let's go, Knicks. Random RJ step up game four. It's a must win game. All right. Salute to you. Yeah, Hawks fans are chirping right now. You know, they've earned it tonight. They definitely got that. So salute James Davey. Says, let's go Knicks. Michael Parker, appreciate you. Number one fan of the show. Appreciate you. Sends a super chat. Paul Robinson says, Randall was trash against BK Denver Philly big games. All right, so he doesn't feel like he's a big game guy. Nets lost tonight, matter of fact.
Yeah, man, Jason Tatum went off.
Nice.
And then and the Nets were up like 20-something to like 6 to start the game. Exactly. It was The Clippers were down by like 20-something in the first quarter, too, and I think that's a close game now. It's crazy.
Nappy Pocket says, the Super Chat, he says, y'all remember when I told y'all we need to trade Randall while his value is high? Y'all laughed at me. Well, whatever you were getting back from this year wasn't going to help us in the playoffs. So, I mean, that's neither here nor there.
Thank you.
You can't, you're out tonight. And, like, and then, to me, trust me, there was no – I don't even want to get into it, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Forget that. Rhyme Animal Chuck D sends a super chat. He says Giannis was getting trashed because every team caged him out of the playoffs until now, and he's a double MVP. Don't expect Julius to beat these schemes. We got to really be a big 15 now, hit shots, and make stops.
Yeah, we read
all right, back to the Discord. Eden, drop them off. You up next, man. Eden, drop them off. What's going on?
I'm next. Yo, hello?
Next, bro. What's good, bro?
Yo, what's good, bro?
How you feeling, man?
Pretty good, man, but I really wanted to get this win today, man, but, you know, somehow we lost. But it's all good. Yeah. You're going to bounce back in Sunday, game 4.
No doubt.
There's a couple things I got to say off my chest, though, bro.
Yeah.
Randall... he didn't really improve that game either. Randall hasn't really improved the playoffs. He's just been quiet lately. But, yeah, but we got to stop shooting so many threes. Like really, we need to stop shooting so many threes. Because at first, bro, we was playing good. We was up by 5 in the first. And then we started going down a little bit. Trae Young, he had a good game. And, yeah, they had a good game. I really can't complain this game.
Yeah.
We just played awful. Okay. But, I think for game, what's it called, game 4? Yeah, game 4. Randall, yeah, you gotta improve, bro.
Yeah.
And RJ, and I'm not gonna put the blame on RJ, bro, but RJ, you gotta hit some of your shots, bro. Because, you know, I feel like Julius Randle, I think like he's a little, I feel like he's a little bit nervous. Like, I feel like for the playoffs, he's been nervous. Like, very, very nervous.
Mm. Yeah, so. And good points, man. Good points. And it just seems like he has been crossed up in his decision making, man. Yeah, obviously, game 1 and 2 definitely seem like he's been nervous, man. But it's one thing if Hunter's guarding you, but Danilo, you should be frying Danilo. Like, you should, hey, you should be frying him, CK.
Man, and then they had that spat. Him and John Collins had that spat in the beginning, and then John Collins responded by shooting the air ball and was like, this is your game, Jules. Take advantage. And, yeah, it didn't go in his favor either. I don't know, man.
Let's go to – we're going to go to the phones for one, and then on the Discord on deck is going to be Ball and Jerry. So, Ball and Jerry, get ready because you're going to go after this person on the phones, and this person is going to be Tom from Astoria. Tom, how you doing?
Yo, guys, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
JD, you made some great points earlier. I think you made all the adjustments you can make, right? The last second half of the last game, when he put in Taj and Derek, that team, that squad played terrifically. I love those adjustments. He came out with that starting lineup today. It was really just a matter of the Knicks being tight. They're being in their head. And it's contagious, right? The whole team is tight and pressed, right? Mm-hmm. So – bunch of threes, if you really watch the game, went in and out. It was like a shot that Rose hit. I mean, I think it rimmed twice and then came out of the basket. So the rhythm is just off. The chemistry is off. If the passes are crisper, a lot of times what you were seeing is like the pass would come in. The guy would have to, you know, because pass was a little off, the guy would have to take one dribble and then shoot a three out of rhythm. So when you shoot these threes out of rhythm, what happens? You have 30% from the three-point line. And just like game one, it was a complete replica of game one. We saw all those three-pointers out of rhythm. So I think it's just a matter of inches. Like, you hit a few more of those threes, we're talking about a two-point game.
Yeah, right.
I know a lot of callers are talking about the defense. I was like, yeah, there was some defensive lapses, but it was really all on the offensive end. And you can't have your two star players, like other people have said, put up duds and expect to win. We were lucky to win, lose by 11.
Yeah.
You know, either like I was expecting RJ to actually put up a big third quarter because he's actually shot 43.6% on the road from three compared to 36% from three at home. So he's actually shot better at the three on the road. But he's just, like, tight. I think the guys are feeling the gravity of this moment. I don't know if Taj can gather the crew, get them loose, play some poker, have some drinks. You know, just, like, get a little loose because they're clearly all playing tight. They're clearly feeling the gravity of the moment, putting a lot of pressure on themselves. But I think they can I think it's just really just a few more shots going in from the three-point line, and the math adds up, and then they come back.
Yeah. Good points, bro. Good points. I just watching it live, it just seems like they're tight, Tom. I'm with you, bro.
Tom was so right with that, too. I don't think we mentioned that. Like, that was the most frustrating part about this entire night is the Hawks did not close the game. They left the door wide open in this game. 11 points, 13 points, 11 points, 13 points, 11 points, 11 points, 11 points, 11 points. So, like, the door was open for us to take advantage, and we just, like Tom just said, we did not take advantage. Even, forget threes, if we were just making some damn mid-range, some twos, some something around the rim, that would have gave us some momentum. Once we see the score go under 10, who knows what could have happened from there, but we just didn't take advantage. But, yeah, that was very frustrating. But that's a good point by Tom, man.
We were down 11 there, and Burks missed a three, open three, and then Rose came back. They missed. Rose came back, shot a jump shot mid-range, missed it. That would have been a five-point swing. Would have been 97-91 at that point. So, to your point, they definitely left it wide open for us to come back in the game.
Yeah, man. Ball and Jerry, you on deck. Make sure you're ready to go. Shout out to Rhyme Animal Chuck D. Sends another super chat. He says, big up the skies, you. At Knicks Fan TV halftime show, who pointed out St. Louis, not the Atlanta Hawks, last chirped the chip in 1957. So my 1973 ain't so bad. Played his latest single, St. James Liquors, on my radio show tonight. Salute. Yeah, man, salute to Sky Zoo, man. We linked up at halftime. His pops has a seafood food truck out here in, I believe, in Douglasville, out here in Georgia. So we're going to go check that out tomorrow. Maybe we'll go live with Sky Zoo and his pops from the food truck, man, and just chop it up on some Knicks talk. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll also be on Sirius XM with my guy Gerald Brown. Bottom Line Sports Show, we'll be talking about the series, and that is on, for those of you with Sirius XM, that is on channel, hang on. That is going to be on channel, I'll get back to you on the chat. It's channel 86, I believe it's channel 86, the NBA radio channel on Sirius XM, man. So I'll be on there at 11 a.m. All right, so to the Discord we go. Ball and Jerry, what's going on? Ball and Jerry, you up next. Ball and Jerry going once. Ball and Jerry.
Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear, bro. What's going on?
How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just watching the Clippers, end of the Clippers game.
Yeah,
Clippers. But, yeah, it was... I'm just going to keep it relatively quick. I just have two things I want to talk about. I don't know if anybody's brought this up yet because I've just been waiting in the Discord, but let's talk about, like, the impact that Quickly can have, like, off the bench. Like, tonight he shot 1 3-pointer. Like, Quickly, when he's in the game, like, he can be so, like, his energy can, like, everyone on the team can feed off that, I feel like. Like, when he's only shooting, like, 1 3 a game, like, he's not even giving himself, like, the opportunity to get going. Like, he can actually be, like, a really big difference maker for the team, I feel like. And you saw, like, he got looks out there, and he just wasn't pulling the trigger. Like, instead, he would drive, try to get into the paint, and, like, Capella would, like, swat him. Like, he's got to be confident in his shot. Like, you saw in game one, like, how hype he was. Like, I know it's different on the road, but, like, people can feed off that. And, like, he can get, like, he could have gotten, I feel like, the second unit going tonight. If he was just, like, less hesitant, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Yeah. I agree with you, bro, and appreciate the call. I thought IQ should have been a bit more decisive in his decision-making. Just let it fly, man. You know, they may not give you the space that you had in the regular season, but you got to pull it, bro. You know what I'm saying? What did you guys think about Quickly's game overall? I don't really feel like we talked about IQ tonight.
He didn't show much, no rebounds, no assists, no steals.
You know, I mean, he didn't have a turnover, if you want to look at any positive, in 15 minutes. he's been like that all season in terms of not turning the ball over much. And you know, you've seen as a rookie, too, they haven't been giving him a lot of calls, you know, in terms of some of the trickery that he does. Or
don't put a trade call, man. They're not giving it to him, bro.
They're not giving it to him. And so he's had to adjust to that. He was 2 of 8 from the field. And in addition to being inefficient, there was no playmaking ability. And, you know, that sometimes what you get, you know, you're starting roles. Burks and IQ have a little bit of added responsibility in the second unit to kind of, you know, get to the paint and create some shots. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough. He's going to have to play better for sure. They're going to have to figure it out. It comes back to Julius. Maybe if Julius is playing better, then everybody's playing better. You know? Domino effect.
But so salute to Quickly's uncle, man. I ran into Quickly's uncle.
Awesome, what's up?
Game, man, and he was a big fan of Knicks Fan TV. Definitely shouted us out. So salute to
Quick. Yeah, Quick showed us love too. So the family's watching, bro. Family's
Quickly
watching.
Love, man. So salute to the Quickly family. Definitely appreciate the support there. So hopefully he bounces back. All right, a couple more on the phones. I want to go to Vietnam. Greg from Vietnam, what's going on?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, clear, bro. Yo, man. Good morning. Good afternoon to you, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm out taking a walk before I work out, and I've been on the phone a while. I'm about to pass out in this mug. But listen, shout out for you guys, especially you being at the game, seeing you interact with these. First of all you farewell Atlanta fans, man. Your Braves fans are bad. Your Falcons fans, your Hawks, all you guys. So just calm down, and you ain't won nothing in a minute. But look, the optimist in me, and I'm not really an optimist, wants to say, yeah, we're going to bounce back Knicks in 7, but the realist in me is, guys, we in trouble. Okay, I'm not saying fire Tibbs, of course, or trade Randall or RJ, any of that. But the bottom line is people talking about, yeah, we should start Randall. We need to start Randall at the 5 all season. Tibbs ain't going to do that. You know what I mean? Quickly, he's a shooter, but he's not shooting. So, like one of y'all just said, he didn't show much. Bottom line is, Randall's averaging 13 or 14 points a game after averaging 26, and he's shooting, what, 20-something percent? Barrett is – he had, 5 points at the last garbage time. Otherwise, he had 3 points.
Yeah.
He averaging 11. And Tibbs, I love him, but he's getting out-coached. Like, all the callers upset. You know what I'm saying? RJ should be killing Bogdan. Bogdan can shoot the lights out. One point in the third quarter, they whipped him a pass. He was on the wing. He caught it, like, right in front of his face. He didn't even pull it down, and it went straight in. But he couldn't guard my mom's. My mom's always goes to her right. You know what I'm saying? RJ should be killing him. Dano can shoot. Dano can't play no D. Randall should be killing him. And, you know, you at the game, so you can't see it, but I think everybody on TV was watching. Randall, the look on his face, like when you see him at timeout, he's not sitting right next to Tibbs. He's on the outer ring of the huddle, man. He don't look like he involved. He looked like he was Knox or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He looked kind of like he shook.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, two games ago, somebody called in and was like, well, you know, Randall be good because after a long layoff, he's not good. It takes him time to get warmed up, man. This is the playoffs. Everyone would say, I like Barrett. Barrett's like, he's 20 years old, but he's been playing basketball his whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, guys, I think, and again, I hope not, but I think we got to face the fact that we may be gone as far as we can with the talent that we have on this team. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a knock against anybody. But I knew this was going to be a tough matchup, and I don't mind losing. But it's the way we lose, man.
Right.
They shot. We defensive team. They're shooting 51% from the field.
Yeah, yeah.
They shoot 51% from the field. We shot 30 free throws in their home. They only shot 8.
They shot 8. We still got washed. Yeah.
So none of these people have calls because Noel had, 10 free throws?
Noel had 12. Free throw attempts. He went 10 and 12, so good for him, man. Good for him.
Look, and it's just, he's getting out coached. Like, freaking Randall Gallo should be killing Gallo. And also, I mean, I know I'm old and it's a different type of basketball. I'm 50 years old, and you can't just completely mug Trae Young the whole time because I think he's leading the league in free throws, and he shoots 89%. But put a freaking body on him.
Yeah.
Put him on the ground a couple times.
I feel you, and appreciate the call. It just seems like, bro, that they're calling things too tight, man. I don't even think there's opportunities to do that. You know, you saw the other night in game two where Bullock, you know, gave Hunter the little, you know, forearm, and they called a flagrant foul. They called him flagrants on everything, bro. Everything. Yeah. Literally everything is they're reviewing for flagrants. It's, the game is just different, man. Totally
Whack.
Different.
I hate it.
Yeah. Totally, bro. Totally.
With all that said, it can just change if we win game four. Everything
yeah,
changes.
I'm telling you, man. If our key players make shots, this is a different thing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we can't get too high.
So we win game four, going into the Garden for game five. Yeah. Pressure, you know, the Hawks are a young team, too. So
exactly.
Greg checking in all the way from Vietnam. It's hot out there in Vietnam.
I love Greg's energy, though. That was hilarious.
Yeah, Greg's hot. Always holding us down, man. So it's Greg in Vietnam. Nixon Dimes sends a super chat. So Nixon Dimes said, not for nothing, but Mama Payton's been throwing shade at other Knicks players and coaches all season. It's just getting the spotlight now. Well, just like Payton, I wouldn't be following his mom either, so I wouldn't know. I just caught wind of it randomly on Twitter tonight, and I just thought it was whack. So, you know. But even more reason why Payton telling the media that he pays no attention to it is complete BS. So, you know, the fact that his mom's been leading the charge all year, as Nixon Dimes says, you know, says it all. But you got to keep all that stuff in house, and Payton has to do a better job of checking that. You know, shouldn't be bringing that type of negative energy to the team because it's just not necessary. Especially in the fact that his replacement beasted tonight. It was the best play on both ends, not even close. All right. I want to hear from. We're gonna close the phones with my guy Papa Left. Papa Left, what's going on, bro?
Yo, CP, what's up, man? What's CK, up? Is CK on here?
Yeah, CK.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Yo, what's going on, yo? Oh my God. I'm gonna make my point real quick. I'm gonna stay away from the shenanigans and talk about the basketball because there's plenty of shenanigans to go around tonight. But, man, every possession we have a 4-on-3 available to us. And the answer is, you know, it's pretty much involved in Julius's play. Like, I feel like our fan base gets so bogged down by a loss and they start thinking about next year and who's a max player and who should we not resign. Like, yo, like, if Julius Randle just goes north and south and gets the I'm going to score 40 points out of his head, we have a 4-on-3 every single possession. It's the most frustrating thing. I put on Twitter, I said, it's frustrating because he has 96 minutes of game film of him seeing what happens when he goes north and south. If he gets the ball, doesn't let them settle in a double team, and engages it, collapses it, we get an open shot. You know, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to get an open shot. Yeah, Randall may jump and make a ridiculous pass and turn it over. He's going to have a margin of error. But he's going to find an open man if he gets the ball and goes north and south. If he tries to shake his man and he has no room to go, he can't make a move left and right, he's going to settle for bad shots. And I just – someone's got to, like, demand that of him. Like, bro, you're not going to score 40 against this team. Like, that's not how you're going to help us win. So I hope game four, you know, I don't even want to overthink, like, Derrick Rose starting and it messing up the rotations. I literally think it's Julius. I think Julius just has to continue to get the ball. And I'm not, like, I know I said this to you, CT, but, like, I know, like, us Knicks fans or maybe Randall himself doesn't like the idea of Noel and Gibson scoring, but, like, they're wide open. You know, we gotta move the ball. We gotta be aggressive. We gotta get physical with this team. Like, it's just not enough. The defensive resistance is disgusting at some points. It's frustrating, brother. This team is
may be better than us. They may have more sharpshooters than us. But there's no way that this team back-to-back halves is 15 points better than that. You know, that just can't continue. Season's not over. We got a big game.
Something, man. Five for left, man. I'll hit you tomorrow, man. Rest up, bro.
Yeah, get some rest, bro.
Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Papa left on the check-in. All right, we're going to shut down the switchboards. So to everybody who called in. Appreciate everybody who called in once again. And we're going to close on the Discord. Cynthia, man, you're going to be our closer tonight.
Hey, there guys. Wow, honors. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you are. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks. I'll make it quick so because I know I heard Mayor saying we got 90 seconds.
No. You're good, Cynthia. You're good. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, guys, just some quick points. Bullock, I just couldn't stand when he was letting Trey kill the clock. Move up on the guy. I mean, I know you can't be directly in his face, but then again, that change when he got that foul and he got in that trouble with Collins, all of a sudden in the next play, you saw Bullock up in Trey's face. Why couldn't he play that a little bit earlier? You know, help stop Trey killing the clock. So that kind of bothered me. The second thing, I definitely think Randle is just scared. It looked on his face. And maybe like the last 2 minutes when the things were like, when it was really like the game was escaping for us, that Randle was like driving. I agree with all the other callers. We need to get physical. We need to drive. Stop settling for threes. Ashley's point the other day that why are we making Trey Young a villain? He is a villain. He is so cocky, I can't stand him, even in the regular season. And he reminds me so much of Reggie Miller. Someone saying, oh, don't compare him. The guy's got talent, but I compare him to Reggie because he's so cocky, and he's a freaking actor from Hollywood that when you breathe on him, he's twerking his head, and he's just like, and the whistle is called.
Yeah.
He is so much like Reggie, and he is a villain to me. I can't stand him. We should wipe the floor with him. I mean, we got to get physical. We got to get physical. And the other thing is that, you know, Obi, I saw that he was getting some passes from Burks and Rose. If we can use his physicality, no one was expecting it, and maybe they'll change the game plan once he does that. But I think we should have taken advantage and used him a little bit more. And also free Pell and free Harper. I'm sorry. I know Tip sticks to his thing, but give these two guys, I think, 5 minutes.
Both seasons, not those guys. Those guys.
But CP, why not? Like, you know, give Taj a breather. Give him 5 minutes. Give Pell 5 minutes.
No, Pell's not. Pell's not.
I don't know. I would give those guys, you know, I would give them a break. Rose, you know, if it wasn't for Rose, we wouldn't even be in this far, I think.
Yeah.
But I think Rose needs a breather. Rose needs a breather. He can't do everything himself, you know. But that's all I got, guys.
Appreciate it. Cynthia. Have a good weekend. Thanks for closing.
You too, guys.
Close it tonight, Cynthia. Appreciate it. Definitely.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Love you guys.
Yep. Thanks, you. Look, ideally, you know, Burks has been our guy. He's been cooking. He didn't have it going himself. 1 for 5 from downtown, 2 of 8 from the field. So, listen, it was lackluster effort by everybody except Derek. So let's just be honest. Nobody else was good except for Rose tonight. And they have to be better all the way around to win this game on Sunday and ultimately win this series. But we'll chalk this one up. It is what it is. It's a loss. We'll move on to Sunday. Definitely want to shout out everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in, everybody who came with us to the game. You know, it was a good night all in all, man. Just a bad loss. Bounce back Sunday. Chat at the Bruce Lee for the super chat. He says Tibbs being out coach because we need Austin Rivers. All right.
And I was waiting for it. Waiting for it.
He probably saw Rivers' big shot.
I know. I was waiting for someone to bring it up today. Almost made it.
We know Rivers is good for the outburst, man, for the elbow three outburst. And look, he's delivering for the Nuggets. Good for him, man. You know, I root for Rivers still. But it was hard for him to really fill out a role with all the guards that we had here. So I think the Knicks made the right move. All right, fellas, let's cut the show. JD, we'll go to you, man. Go ahead and sign out for us, man. Thank you for filling in. I thought you did a great job for us tonight.
Yes, sir.
Again, bro.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Salute to you, CK. Shout out to the chat. CCP there. He does the show on the road. He does the show wherever.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, much respect to you and your hard work, man. That's why you've gotten to where you are now. And the fans and everyone sees it. That's why you have a tremendous amount of support. Listen, game four, we have to go get that game. You know, we CP, you talked about Burks not coming through. We talked about Quickly. You know, when you're on the road, sometimes that happens with the supporting cast. That is why your best player is the player that has to be there at home and on the road, because you don't know what you're getting from role players when you're going on the road. So game four is the Randle game. If, you know, he struggles again, I'm going to start to wonder, is this mental or is this also the minutes that he's played throughout the season? Is it finally catching up to him, being that a lot of his shots are short? Is he fatigued? We will see. So let's hope, you know, we win game four. The momentum totally changes. So everyone stay positive. Let's get ready for game four. Bring that energy. And, you know, we'll be here for the post game.
Yes, sir. Great job, man. CK.
Yep. I'm going to keep the same thing. We just need our guys to do what they do. I mean, from top to bottom, except for Derrick Rose, Alec Burks, Emmanuel Quickly, you know, Reggie, everybody. Everybody needs to do their thing, especially when it comes to Julius Randle and RJ Barrett. Our key players do their thing, we'll be just fine. Game four will be big, and I expect the Knicks to show up on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that. You know what it is. Find me everywhere at CK2K. But mainly, we're here, Knicks Fan TV. Like my man JD said, CP's out there doing the work in the trenches. You know what I mean? We out here, Knicks Fan TV. The show goes on. See you guys on Sunday.
We out here, man. Still having a good time regardless, man. Win or lose, man. Still sports, but you know, the connection that we have with the community has been second to none, because our fan base is second to none. You know, I put our fan base up against anybody. We're the best fan base in the world, and this is why I do what I do, and why we have a great team, you know, around us, and great calls, and great following, great support. So for those of you that are in the area, Sunday again, we'll be back at Hudson Grill, 11 a.m. Game time is at 1 p.m. And then we'll hope for a win, man. Jay Boogie will be in town, so we'll definitely link up with Jay Boogie and have him on the channel. So make sure to keep it locked with us. Remember, these shows are also available in audio podcast format, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, all the major podcast platforms on the Knicks Fan TV. So no reason to miss it. Catch my interview from earlier today with Jerry Ferrara, man. Diehard Knicks fan, Turtle from Entourage, Proctor from Power. So make sure you catch that conversation with me and Jerry, man, because it was very insightful. We had a great talk. And also, salute to Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, another super chat. He says, simple, in the game of basketball, you cannot let a little man feel comfortable inside. Outside is his domain. Three, inside, he's got to eat the floor. 100% Chuck. Well said. Very well said. Let me make sure that I didn't miss any more super chats. CK, how close are we to the 2 hour mark? Are we creeping up on it?
Well, yeah, we about 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick. Salute to everyone who sent the super chat. I just want to make sure that I didn't miss anything. Corso 117 says the series has really come down to how badly we need another playmaking point guard. Rose is carrying us. But without the second unit, the group is totally loses its punch. If we win game four, we take back the home court. Lucane Marco, he said, yes, the Elsmon making fun of the team for losing tonight. They should cut him today. Lucane Marco's not playing any game. Petrie Ministry says, let's go Hawks. Trey Young, Eagles point guard. All right, well, he sent the super chat. It is what it is. Smooth Wilson says, I'm an ex-Knick ball boy from the 80s. A lifelong Knick fan and native New Yorker. Can you do a show giving love to the history of the Hawks? And the history of the Knicks? Oh, boys, doing a show where you can call in and chat. Sure. I mean, if that's what, you know, people are interested in, I guess. All right. So I think we covered all the super chats, man. Definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in and supporting. We'll see you guys Sunday. Let's get this bounce back win. Peace.